Simple. Managing my inventory? Simple. And if something pops up, Grainger's got my back with 24/7 customer support. Simple as that. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fabrice Car presents When Stinks Interrupt.
Thanks for the ride, sis.
No problem. Good flight?
Yeah, it... Oh.
Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets.
Did you stop...
Chicken?
For fast food?
Nuggets.
Not today. Why?
Oh, chicken nuggets.
Pro tip, sis. Pick up Fabrice Car, then pick up your brother.
Fabrice Car has two new ways to drive away embarrassing odors. Now available without heavy perfumes or with extra bold scent.
Breathe happy Fabrice. La 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 la.
One of the most legendary teams now partners with 670 The Score, the new official play-by-play home for Bulls basketball on the radio.
And you're going to Butler in the left elbow. Jumper off. No.
Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. The Chicago Wolves currently own a franchise record 12-game home winning streak. Catch the hottest team on ice as they return to Allstate Arena Saturday for Bobblehead Night presented by CW50. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Yu Darvish's six-year contract became official today, and he was introduced in Mesa. Theo Epstein said getting Darvish was a unique opportunity.
We're getting him at a wonderful point in his career, where he's really matured and is ready to go out and do some special things. With winning a World Series being his top priority, that's also our top priority as an organization.
Darvish will make $25 million in year one of the deal. He has an opt-out after the 2019 season and a full no-trade clause for the first 4 years of the contract. The Bears will be reporting to training camp a week earlier than they expected because they're playing in the Hall of Fame game on August 2nd against the Baltimore Ravens. After getting blown out last night by the struggling Coyotes, the Blackhawks will try to stop their six-game skid tonight against the Western Conference leading Vegas Golden Knights. The Bulls have the day off and will host the Raptors tomorrow in the last game before the All-Star break. Chris Dunn practiced today, and they haven't ruled him out for tomorrow's game or the Rising Stars Challenge at All-Star Weekend. Pre-game for Bulls-Raptors on The Score tomorrow is at 6:45. And the NCAA denied Notre Dame's appeal to try and recoup their 21 wins from 2012 and 2013 that were vacated due to academic misconduct. This update's brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to Chicago's number one-ranked sports station and the new radio home of the Chicago Bulls. The next Bulls game on The Score is tomorrow when the Bulls take on the Raptors at 6:45. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
Regulator, mount up. We're caught.
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
Any one name top of mind that you're saying the Bears, if they can, should hire this coach?
Matt Nagy. I think it might be a year early, but I'd rather be a year early than a year late.
I'd like to introduce the new head coach of the Chicago Bears, Matt Nagy.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Matt Miller's on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout, the lead NFL draft columnist for Bleacher Report, and he joins us now to talk about why the Bears adding an exhibition game. If you're just joining us, you haven't heard, the Bears will play in the Hall of Fame game against the Baltimore Ravens, with each team enshrining one of their all-time great linebackers. Why? That means the Bears will be better because they have that extra practice time and extra advantage, or maybe not. Hi, Matt.
Hi, guys. I don't know if better is the word I would use. It's nice as a young team because you get an extra week of evaluation, extra week of practice. It's kind of like the like at college when you're a 7-5 team and you still make a bowl. And it's like, okay, well, we get an extra month to practice, and that's really important. I think it is that way as you're trying to put things together. And the Bears have a lot of free agents, so we could see a team that's very different next year in terms of, I mean, the makeup of the roster. Obviously, you know, the mainstays are going to be back, but you know, there's three starters on offense that are free agents, a couple on defense, a lot of depth on defense as well. So just getting that extra time, and I know the players kind of hate it sometimes, we got to play another game. But just getting the practice time, the rep time is what's most important.
Yeah,
What the hell are the New York Giants doing? Like, when's the last time Mike Shula was good at anything? What, like, I don't get these retreads that keep getting these jobs in NFL football and collegiate football alike.
Man, it's crazy because I think that it's so recycled. And I'm with you. Like, I don't know what Mike Shula has ever done. He was the only time Alabama's like ever been bad was when he was there. So that should tell you a lot. It's so obvious when these things happen because Dave Gettleman gets hired. And it's like, okay, well, there's your Panthers connection. Oh, no, now Mike Shula's getting hired. So there's another connection because they were together in Carolina for several years. So, you know, when you see stuff like that happen, it almost, it's like sickening a little bit because you know that there are guys who are worth it who are getting passed over. But one thing is also, you know, it is kind of getting late in the process. So it's like, ooh, we got to get a guy in there. I guess the good news for Giants fans is that he's not going to be calling plays. Pat Shurmur will be. But, you know, we would talk about this on the podcast every week. The Giants job was like one of the marquee jobs that was open because you're in New York. It's a legacy franchise. You have stability owner, and they've been very supportive of everyone they've ever had in there. And you get Pat Shurmur and Dave Gettleman. That's really uninspiring to me as an analyst. It would be as a fan, too. And I know fans are coming at me on Twitter today trying to defend these guys. And you look at Dave Gettleman's drafts, 2013 to 2017 with the Panthers. They weren't any good. They just weren't. So I don't know how Giants fans could be real excited.
For the 773 texter, by the way, who texted us, why don't you ask Matt about his drafts in Detroit? This is Matt Miller. This is not Matt Millen, former linebacker and general manager.
If Charles Rogers had you know, would have changed my life. Right. I do get that on Twitter a lot. Like, why am I going to listen to Matt Miller? Or you ruined the Lions. I didn't. I don't own any overalls that I like to be photographed in either. Completely different player.
Are you okay with the Frank Reich signing? Because it seems that he's benefiting from not being Josh McDaniels because so many people hate Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, it's like the, you know, you break up with the blonde to date the redhead thing. I think that's what they're doing. You kind of have gone the opposite way with McDaniels. Is kind of like snarky and a little smug, and Frank Reich is just like the dude you want to have beers with at the end of the week and just seems to be, you know, really grateful to have this opportunity. And with McDaniels, it almost feels like that you have to talk him into leaving New England because it's so great and he's so great. Frank Reich is just so happy. And he has been a very good coach in the NFL for a long time. And he was a good player, too. So I'm a little surprised it took this long for him to get a shot. I'm happy that he is because I think he'll be great for that. Sometimes it's just you're a great match for that town and for that team. And so you get somebody who's not this larger-than-life type guy. He's just, you know, he's a little quiet, but his offense is aggressive and they're going to be physical and they're going to come at you with a lot of motion and formations. And as we saw in the Super Bowl, they're innovative. I mean, they know how to find those wrinkles that can beat even the great Bill Belichick.
The last thing Baker Mayfield needs right now is Johnny Manziel going on a media tour and being asked to compare himself to him. And Johnny has said that they're different people and different players and he likes him as a guy, but I think it's pretty lazy, to be honest with you. You know, the measurables that Baker Mayfield has that some that believe that Johnny Manziel didn't have, the way he throws the football, the timing in the offense might be a little bit different. I know Johnny Manziel had huge hands and huge feet, which is what you look for in a shorter quarterback. But there are different comps there that I feel like aren't being thrown out there enough just because they both are a little brash and just because they're both white quarterbacks. It gets weird after a point.
It does, and I'm mad at Manziel because he was supposed to come on our podcast last week and say, like, something came up, man, and it was what came up was him doing Good Morning America. So I'm a little pissed about that still. I think the comparisons are lazy. I think when you look at Baker, he's not an explosive athlete, and that's not a knock on him, but that's a major part of Johnny's game was that he was just so creative. You know, when stuff would break down, he's able to pirouette and spin away and then sprint and pick up yards as a runner. And I think Baker does a better job of using his feet to move, to open things up. I mean, he can beat you as a runner. I think he's more physical when he does tuck the ball and go, but running is not his reaction. I mean, he'll do it if he has to. So there are better comparisons, whether it's, you know, like a juiced up Case Keenum or, you know, a better Chase Daniel. There are comparisons out there that aren't Johnny Manziel and that aren't Russell Wilson, because I feel like that's the other side of the extreme. Is, right. Oh, you're a short quarterback? You know, you have to be Russell Wilson, or you have to be Drew Brees. Drew Brees is a first ballot Hall of Famer, so I think comparing anyone to him is a little bit crazy. But in terms of play style, you know, Baker is a unique guy because there just aren't many 6-foot-tall quarterbacks in the NFL either that you can compare someone to. So I do think that makes it a little difficult sometimes to, you know, we're not real creative in the player comparison industry. You know, usually it's white wide receiver to white wide receiver, yep. Black quarterback to black quarterback. And so I think when it comes around to Baker, people focus on, 6-foot-1 quarterback, better compare him to, you know, Doug Flutie, or better compare him to Johnny Manziel because he got arrested once for, you know, public intoxication. It's lazy, and it really doesn't disservice to Baker. I know when I talked to him at the Senior Bowl, it was something that really upset him was that people do that, and he doesn't feel like they're anything alike. And you know, I would agree with him.
I'm looking at the mock draft of one of your high profile competitors that currently has the 4 top quarterbacks all going in the first 15 picks. Do you agree?
Yeah, I have them all 4-1 in the top 10. So I think some of that is going to get fleshed out with free agency, right? So if Kirk Cousins goes to the Jets, which I think there's a great chance of that, well, they're not going to draft Josh Allen at 6 then. If Kirk goes to the Jets, in case Keenum goes to the Broncos, they might not draft Josh Allen or Baker Mayfield there. But what does change things is, okay, is Arizona going to try to trade up to one of those spots to get quarterback of the future? They don't have a quarterback on the roster right now. Are the Bills going to try to trade up? They have 21 and 22 overall. They have 2 picks in round 2. They have the ammo to very easily trade up without having to mortgage the future if they fall in love with one of these guys and feel like they can get to a spot. So that's something for Bears fans to watch. Where you guys are sitting right now could be a really, really great spot to trade out of, pick up a couple extra picks, which I think are needed after last year's trade, and still get a really good player. I mean, if it's Washington trading up from 13 to 8, you all slide back to 13, you might still get Connor Williams. You might be in a better spot to get Calvin Ridley or to get a, you know, an impact player on defense, maybe a corner like Josh Jackson.
I'm looking at Quentin Nelson too. I'm still looking for a guard or a tackle there.
That's my question. Does a guard have to be a Hall of Famer, you know, borderline Hall of Famer for you to draft him in the top 4?
I don't think so. It depends so much on the draft class. You know, when Brandon Scherff went 5th, I actually thought it was a great pick because that was a pretty bad draft at the time. A lot of people thought it was, and he was a very safe player. He wasn't super sexy, you know, coming out of Iowa. He's just this big, you know, corn-fed lineman, but he's been at a Pro Bowl level, I think, every year since he's drafted. He's 2-time Pro Bowler. If you know that you're going to get a guy that's going to be a perennial Pro Bowler or, you know, I'm thinking college, but an All-Pro, I think that's a pretty good thing, regardless of the position. And mm-hmm. with Quentin Nelson, I love that pick too. And it's, yeah, we're all connecting dots because you hired his O-line coach, but he might be the safest pick in the draft and the best player in this class. A guy who has his awareness, athleticism, size, meanness, just like that love to hit people. You don't really see that very often. So I'm not confident he's there at 8 if you don't trade back.
Who's taking the biggest fall from the start of the college football season to the beginning of the draft process in terms of where their name was mentioned to what's happening now? I'm seeing it with Arden Key and some of these other guys that I look forward to, you know, walking across that stage in the first hour. And it doesn't feel like that those certain guys are going to be able to do that.
Yeah, no, I think Arden Key is a huge one. Someone who a lot of people have as a top 5 player, maybe mm-hmm. top 10 over the summer, and then you get into a lot of the off-field issues, and it could be scary. And pass rushers are at a premium, so that could really help him out to a point where teams are, okay, well, yeah, we're willing to risk this to get a really good player. And, you know, it's hit or miss with that. I think another one is Nick Chubb at Georgia, just because, and maybe some of it was hype, but where he was over the summer coming off, you know, getting back on the field, looking pretty good. So now you see him this year really overshadowed by Sonny Michel and being exposed at times, especially against faster defenses where he just doesn't have the quicks anymore to get outside and make some of those outside runs. So he's definitely someone I'd point out. Quarterback-wise, I feel like, and I know the Bears don't need a quarterback, but the guys that we knew were going to be good are still considered good. It's more about the rise of Baker Mayfield. It's I don't know that I would consider it a rise so much for Lamar Jackson. It's maybe just kind of a balancing with him. But Luke Falk maybe would be someone that's fallen down the board just because he got hurt again, which is probably his biggest red flag.
I look at what you were saying before about linemen, about if you are sure that a guy, an interior lineman, is going to be a Pro Bowl player. I can't believe we're even debating it. I can't believe we're even at a point where somebody would have to justify a pick like that. Is it because we still, in this day and age, because we, even with PFF and all that, that we don't have gaudy stats to attach to some of these guys, do we still take interior linemen for granted? And I don't mean necessarily at the draft level, but does the game assume a certain fungibility there, and we just say, oh yeah, that guy's been a stalwart on a good team for 10 years, but we don't really think about him? Is that's always been the nature of the position? Is it just that way?
I think so, and it doesn't help that, like, you can look at New England and Philadelphia. They were both just playing for a Super Bowl. New England got their guards in the third round and the fourth round, and they're good players. And the Eagles got their guards in the third round, and I think Brandon Brooks was an undrafted free agent or a late-round pick. So it's become that way where you can look at how many of the good offensive guards there are, whoever you want to say the best one in the NFL is. It's not often that they are high picks like Brandon Scherff. So I think that is definitely a big part of it, just because teams, they analyze this stuff. They look, where's the value come from at each position? Right. And I think what people would say is you draft the good ones early, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I happen to think Quentin Nelson's a good one. But last year, there wasn't a guard drafted in the first round. There wasn't a guard drafted, I don't think, last year until almost pick 40. And the year before that, Joshua Garnett got drafted late first by the Niners, and he's been awful. Even that 2015 draft with Brandon Scherff in it, Laken Tomlinson went in the first round in that class. And
yeah, the pride of Lane Tech out of Duke, right?
Right. So
Jonathan Cooper has been a little bit of a bust too.
Yeah, Jonathan Cooper. Yeah, I mean, even Robert Gallery, who probably played 8 years in the NFL, was drafted early, and he was kicked inside to guard. But Eric Flowers was a guy a lot of people thought would be a guard in the NFL. He was drafted top 10. He hasn't been any good. So
it's about the value and where you can get him, pretty much.
Well, like Lyle Collins out of LSU.
Well, that was a different story.
Right. Again, value. They were able to get him where they got him because of what was dogging him.
I think Zach Martin has kind of changed the conversation because he was a rookie all-pro performer. But when you look at some of the all-time guards, you're talking about guys who go in the second, third, fourth round. I mean, hell, Larry Allen was the best one that I saw of my generation coming up. And Larry Allen wasn't a first-round pick. And Randall McDaniel and Will Shields and guys like that. So I think it's just about – it's kind of like how we felt about running backs for a little while until we started seeing running backs being taken in the top 10 again.
Really, of first-round guards, Kyle might be – he might be the best one in the NFL. David DeCastro is up there as well.
Yeah.
Kevin Zeitler. But it's a small list. And it almost becomes, like the smart football style of what's the value of that position. Is a right tackle – you say a right tackle is worth $5 million a year. That's how much we're going to assign to that position. Left tackle might be worth $15 million. And so I think with guards, it gets to that point, too, of how valuable is a really, really good guard, the best guard in football. If it is Zach Martin, well, I mean, Tyron Smith's the most valuable player on that offensive line, not Zach Martin. Mm-hmm. And Travis Frederick might be the second most valuable. So I think that's why, even though there are so many arguments for Nelson just coming in and being an all-pro caliber player, maybe a Hall of Fame caliber guy. I mean, he's really, really good. You still say, okay, well, but it's just a guard. And how much of an impact will they actually have week to week, play to play?
Well, maybe the greatest guard of all time, John Hanna, was the fourth overall pick in 1973. So somebody knew something when Bear Bryant said that he was the best lineman he ever coached. But
John Hanna.
Yep.
Better than Bruce Matthews?
You guys gotta fight now.
No, we're not gonna fight. We'll probably throw things at each other. Matt, always good to hear your voice, man. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
I appreciate it, fellas. Have a good one.
That is Matt Miller, brought to you by CeCe's. At CeCe's, if you don't see what you want on the buffet, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, and it's included with your buffet for just five and change. Only at CeCe's. Dine-in only. Price may vary. Restrictions apply. What about my guy Joe DeLamalure, right? Isn't he?
Yeah, all-timer. Yeah.
Where was he?
A Tom Mack? Huh? What do you, a little Gene Upshaw action? What do you need? We got it for you.
Joe DeLamo.
Pitchers and catchers just reported it. We're talking offensive guards.
Also, first round. Hey, the Bears need it, man. Hey.
Yeah, they need. You know what they need? They need a left tackle. Like, I'm tired. Are we going to go in another year acting like Charles Leno is above replacement grade at left tackle? By the way, we talked about the breaking news of the CPD officer shot at Thompson Center. Apparently he was helping a tactical squad and the assailant, a shot at them and it caught one of the officers. And the news that we're getting, from verified accounts is that, he was taken to Northwestern and was in extremely critical condition. Mm. So the news isn't turning in a positive fashion for the CPD officer.
Is the shooter in custody?
Yes.
Okay.
The shooter, the offender is in custody, but the officer was transported to Northwestern Hospital, and the last update that we got was that he was in extremely critical condition. So,
ABC okay. is reporting that the officer has died. Okay.
That's awful.
Yeah, that is too bad.
That's awful.
Either way, there's a lot of people
around this area right now.
Massive police presence right here. So know that if you are on the near north side of Chicago.
Talks, man.
In the loop.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. If you want to jump in the conversation, feel free to do so. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, where better drives us.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Audible Audiobooks. Start a 30-day trial and your first one is free. Visit audible.com. It might be Tuesday, but you best believe I'm doubling back to Sunday for 1 second. You think I'm going to let an all-out Cavs wax job of the Celtics just bleed out on my cutting room floor? And they did it on a night when Paul Pierce was finally going to be honored. Remember about a month ago when this dude did not want to share a second of his night with Isaiah Thomas? Well, I'm pretty sure my man would have given the entire ceremony to IT after the Celtics laid down and sucked all the air out of that joint. And whose idea was it to have this ceremony after the game when Celtic fans had already filed out of the building? That was a once in a career moment wrecked by awful planning. I'm Jim Rome.
Returning for a limited run of North American dates, music pioneers Depeche Mode. Your last chance to see them on the Global Spirit Tour. Friday, June 1st, United Center. Pre-sale for City Card members available now through Thursday at 10 p.m. Before the general public on Friday, February 16th at 11 a.m. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com.
The good news keeps on coming for Schneider truck drivers. Schneider is proud to announce a new pay increase up to 4 cents per mile for many van truckload drivers. Effective February 11th, team drivers can earn up to 56 cents per mile, solo drivers up to 52 cents, with over-the-road and regional options nationwide. All in addition to the enhanced performance pay program, new automatic annual increases, and multiple pay increases last year. Get your pay increase at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein. If you've lived in the Chicagoland area as long as I have, you know winter is notorious for bursting pipes. And when flood disaster strikes, call Aloha Restoration to get bone dry in no time. These guys know what they're doing. They know what you're going through, and that's the way they do their business. They're local people who've been doing this for a long time with a family business. And they know that it's more about you, the homeowner, than it is really about the property itself. And if something catastrophic were to happen to my home, I know that I could trust them to restore my home to pre-disaster condition and do everything the right way with integrity. They fight for every dollar you deserve. They will advocate on your behalf with the insurance company, because that's really sort of the headache that people don't talk about during this whole thing. It isn't just getting the water, getting the damage out of there. It's then everything that comes after that. So I know they would be one of my first calls if my home flooded. Aloha is the proud recipient of the Better Business Bureau's 2017 Torch Award for Ethics, and they provide start-to-finish restoration to repair damage from mold, fire, and water for all of Lake County. Aloha Restore.
Just in time for the auto show. It's lights, camera, savings at Sunrise Chevrolet. Get a new 2018 Chevy Equinox LT with 0% financing for 60 months. Or drive away in a new 2018 Chevy Silverado and save over $10,000 off MSRP. Choose from over 300 new Chevys, all with special one-time only auto show incentives. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com today. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights.
The bright way to buy.
To qualified buyers, $1,667 per month per $1,000 finance. Savings on select new Silverado. See dealer for all details. Apply new roads.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Napa Know How.
Keeping it simple is usually a good thing. And when it comes to rewards programs, keeping it simple is always a good thing. That's why we made the Napa Rewards Program effortless. All you need is your phone number to start saving on the parts and tools you need. Then we automatically give you $5 off your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So start saving today with Napa Rewards. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Ah, there's nothing better than an early tea time. Seriously, the way I sleep and my energy is off, and it's really hard to concentrate. I'm thinking about taking up afternoon golf.
Oh, yeah, I was there, too. Turned out I had low testosterone, known as low T.
How'd you find that out?
Oh, I went to New Male Medical. They did a couple of tests. It didn't cost much. And they came back with a completely custom recommendation to solve the hormone issues I had, that all men have. It's just a fact of life as we get older.
Seriously, huh? New Male Medical?
Yep, New Male Medical. They're in Skokie.
I don't mean to pry, but what did they all fix?
Oh, whole bunch of stuff. I'm not tired anymore. I concentrate way better. I'm finally dropping some weight. I feel like I'm getting stronger, so muscle's starting to come back. Basically, I feel about 15 years younger after just a couple of visits. Oh, and my wife isn't complaining about the positive effects either.
Seriously? They fix more than ED?
Yeah. You should call New Male at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Or online at newmalemedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com.
Are you in the market for a dentist? Introducing Dr. Alan Elkis, owner of Smiles on Elston Dentistry. He wants to provide you a glowing, healthy smile and you to feel great about it. He offers simple, straightforward explanations, organized plans, and no hidden costs. Smiles on Elston is a gem in the heart of Jefferson Park, offering free street parking, outstanding Yelp reviews, a warm and friendly staff, and participation in most PPOs is offered. Don't wait any longer. It's time to visit the exceptionally painless dentist, Dr. Alan Elkis, at Smiles on Elston. Visit them today at Smiles on Elston.
Did you get a tax refund? Time to get a new phone. Switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung GS8 for $8 per month or a Note 8 for $18 per month with Sprint Flex Lease. Hurry into your local Sprint store, visit Sprint.com/galaxy or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
GS8, $23.25 per month credit. Note 8, $22 per month credit. Credits applied within two bills. Excludes tax with 18-month lease and new line. Early termination results from remaining balance due. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The man himself, Rick Hahn, the White Sox Vice President and General Manager. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Doing well, guys. Being patient enough to allow guys the latitude to develop and inevitably fail and then rebound from that failure. And that before you decide, oh, well, this person's not going to help us in Chicago and we've got a hole here. We hope, you know, at the end of this year, we know we'll know a lot more about a lot of our guys and it hopefully will put us in a better position to project, you know, where is the organization's strength. strengths and where are the potential holes that we need to go outside the organization, either via trade or free agency, to patch in order to get a championship core together.
Rick, you know, it's a really good-looking big group of guys. I mean, my God, they're big.
No, it's true. There's some of these fellas, certainly, from Latin America countries that you could project. If they had grown up in the States, they would have been a defensive end or a cornerback or something.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
North Aurora Auto Mall.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You asked the question earlier.
Yeah.
How bad is it really for the Blackhawks? How bad
right.
is it?
Where you right? at right now?
So I tried to answer the question by telling you it's bad because the contracts are on the books and you're in a hard cap league. You've already done what you've done by claiming that Marian Hossa has an allergy to the uniforms to try to get out and around that. But in an effort to answer that question, Stonecutter has put together some bits of information for you to help edify you as...
Help me out!
He says, the answer, Jason, to your question of how bad is it is really, really bad.
Okay.
There's 7 years left on the Seabrook deal. There's 6 left on the Taves, Kane, and Keith deals. 4 years on Connor Murphy and 3 years on Saad and Anisimov. That's $47.8 million on those 7 guys, and it doesn't start coming off until the spring of 2021. In a league where the current salary cap is $75 million and has gone up only $6 million total in 4 years. There's other landmines. You can buy out players in the NHL to recoup some cap space, but the way Seabrook's contract is structured, he's scheduled to make $1 million in 2020 and 2022, but $4 million in 2021. The NHL buyout process is designed to prevent teams from front-loading deals with the intent of buying out the last several years. The less a player makes in a given year relative to their salary, the smaller the benefit of a buyout. If Seabrook were bought out, the Hawks would get a nice return on his cap hit in 2019, 2021, and 2023, but nothing in the even years, so the money saved would be difficult to apply to free agents in a practical manner. And the Kane and Taves deals have similar, albeit less drastic, speed bumps. If the Hawks crash hard enough, they can draft some new superstars, but they won't be out from under the contract obligations by the time it's time to pay the new guys. They're not as bad as they've played this year, but they're not contenders, even if fully healthy and fully engaged. The only way this could get markedly better is if some of the old guys get faster and or better as they age, which is a bad bet. Or if there's a labor stoppage that rewrites the current CBA before it's set to expire. The Hawks probably could have saved $1 million on each of Kane and Taves' deals if they'd played hardball, and they didn't have to pay Seabrook. But other than predicting a Gaines-Adams level of attrition, Jonathan Taves, and predicting a collapse of the price of oil devastating the Canadian economy and the ripple effect it caused on the NHL cap, most of the rest of this was unavoidable. You got 3 cups. But the bills have come due, and Blackhawks austerity is here. That's the no good stuff.
Yeah, Blackhawks fans, the party's over. Turn out the lights on the way out.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. The Chicago Wolves currently own a franchise record 12-game home winning streak. Catch the hottest team on ice as they return to Allstate Arena Saturday for Bobblehead Night, presented by CW50. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Yu Darvish was introduced today in Mesa, and Cubs GM Jed Hoyer thinks the Cubs checked every box on their offseason wish list.
Our goal was to add starting pitching, add depth in the rotation, and the goal really was to add strike throwers to the bullpen. And I think we feel very good that we accomplished our goals.
Darvish will make $25 million in year one of his contract. He has an opt-out after the 2019 season and a full no-trade clause for the first 4 years of the deal. The Bears left reports of training camp a week earlier than they thought because they'll be playing in the Hall of Fame game on August 2nd against the Baltimore Ravens. The Blackhawks will try and stop their 6-game losing streak tonight at 9 against the Western Conference leading Vegas Golden Knights. The Hawks are 2-8-2 in their last 12 games. The Bulls have the day off and will host the Raptors tomorrow in the last game before the All-Star break. Chris Dunn practiced today, and they haven't ruled him out for tomorrow's game or the Rising Stars Challenge at All-Star Weekend. Pre-game for Bulls-Raptors on the score is at 6:45. Visit Toyota at the Chicago Auto Show to learn more about Toyota hybrid technology, concept cars, and all the legendary Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the new radio home of the Chicago Bulls. The next Bulls game on the score is tomorrow when the Bulls take on the Raptors at 6:45. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Need new brakes?
This from the 815. Someone just get Taves a bleeping steak. Well, at this point, I don't know if you want to weigh him down anymore. You know, oh, I had a beautiful, beautiful ribeye last night.
Did you?
The red meat thing is done. We're in the clear.
Hey! I was being a good guy, all right? Sometimes you got to sacrifice for the team, Tanny. All right? Not every night can be porterhouse night or auto porter night.
But, oh, it was beautiful. You know, I had myself some sauteed spinach, you know, a little, what's the, little quinoa? Yeah.
What? Tony was in here last night talking about he just had steak for the first time ever this weekend.
Tony Gill?
Yes.
You live in Somalia? What do you mean?
He just had, what is he? Is he Hindu?
I know he's from Inglewood, but they sell steak in Inglewood. Like,
since when?
Like, is he serious?
I tried to sniff it out to see if he was just doing. You know, a lot of people around here do radio bits. Like, I don't have time for that.
Right.
You know, but he said.
That's why I limit my conversations with Shane.
He went to a steak chain restaurant and had one, and he was not pleased. I said they do a nice job at that place, but they don't all taste like that.
Yeah,
get more than one in your system, and,
some,
you know.
Steak chains are.
Plus, you don't know how
you
know.
You live in Chicago.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, some things are a little more affordable.
Exactly, Danny.
I know.
I told him, figure out how you like to eat it. Medium, rare, you know.
And that's
I think he got a little well. I think that's why he didn't
and
like
that's,
it.
That's the issue because for years, especially in the community, people didn't, as you say, trust the meat. So they would cook the hell out of it and people would, you know, kind of run away from anything that wasn't, a burger because well-done steak doesn't treat you the way it should, especially if you're spending $40 or $50 for a piece of meat in a restaurant or $17-$15 for a piece of meat out of the deli.
There's a special going on now at Mariano's. They've got ribeyes for big, like thick
$10
ribeyes
right?
for like $8.99 a pound or something like that with your preferred card.
Yeah, I'm down. But I've been around many people who just don't know how to eat steak. And they look at you and it looked like it repulses them because they've never, you know, oh, it's bleeding. I don't like that.
Yeah, there's
a lot of people in that little unfortunate demographic.
There was a Raleigh Bullfrogs point guard named Alan Williams who, okay, we were on the road in Wichita. There was this well-regarded steakhouse in Wichita that we went to. And, you know, I ordered it was a bone-in strip and he walked by me. He's like, oh my God, what are you doing? I said, what am I doing? I'm having a steak. He goes, it's blood all over the plate. It's horrible for you. I said,
that's the other thing people are worried about.
I'm good.
Getting sick.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay. You know, we talked about it. It's like,
I got good bacteria in here. Yeah, everything's fine.
No, but there's a big cultural difference there.
No doubt.
Hey, when I went to my first barbecue, where I was invited to go to a barbecue, and I was trying to be nice, I'm like,
Birdsey's invited to the cookout, apparently.
I went.
He's one of the good ones.
Cookout.
Yeah, him and Chris Long.
I said, hey, we're having a cookout. Come on over. And
they told you to bring ice.
And I'm like,
ice.
It's like the pork chops were like, you could barely bite into them. And I didn't. And literally, like,
you didn't want to be disrespectful, but you're looking at the food.
And
like,
it was,
this ain't from me.
Three jars of open pit. Just dumped over everything. Like, you couldn't even see the pork. Like, so I dig under the glob of open pit, and I find what looks like it used to be a pork chop at some point in its career.
I hate you.
And I would, you know, like, it's how
career.
Is it? Like, it's
God,
it's,
I hate this
it's
guy.
It's good.
Yeah, yeah. You just gotta bite your lip and just go home and make a steak the right way.
My lip would have tasted better.
But now the brothers are more, you know, they're more... They're more adept at putting down a good steak. My guy Chip eats red meat like four times a week. Damn near.
Good. That's
and he loves taking pictures. His old bouteille is getting ready to fall off at some point.
As long as he's not uploading those pictures to the cloud.
Dude.
We got a little problem. Yeah, dude.
If I'm that brother that like you just want to send one out on your Instagram, like, hey, look, this is what it really looks like, guys.
I just got out of the pool.
Like, whew. And of course, you know, my coworkers are like, oh, the brothers, huh? The myth isn't true. I'm like, oh, come on, man.
It's not true.
Yeah, you want, if it's going to be out there, you want it to be in a better, not lighting, but, you know, that camera didn't add 10 pounds. I'll just say that.
It's a really...
The man got cut in half by a tree, damn it. I mean, you got to give him a little leeway. Well, when your junk makes it out, hopefully your junk...
Say that there was an injury there.
The scar is right there.
But just say, like, the middle 6 inches had to be resected because of the accident. Right? Just say they had to resect it.
He's dealing with it.
And why, if you are a well-known sports and entertainment media personality...
Would you like to see my wife?
Why are you uploading so many photos of your hoo-ha to the cloud?
Because the cloud needs more hoo-ha!
Why there? Somebody's going to find it.
And it seemed like an everyday thing,
This is a regular thing, no matter where you are. You're in the bathroom, you're in the bedroom, you're in the living room, you're in the dresser, here it is again!
Making a special dressing. Like, all right, he said so I guess. Yeah, man.
This is a rough day. That's upstaging the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Yeah! The second time in SI swimsuit issue history that there's an African-American woman on the cover. I believe her name is Daniel Harrington.
Getting upstaged.
By?
By other things.
Yeah.
That were pulled off the cloud.
Yeah, man.
If you put it on the cloud, somebody's going to take it off the cloud.
Yeah, be careful with the
And
cloud.
How many do you need? How often do you have to...
Oh, is it still there?
Yep.
Whew, I thought it might be gone.
It's like when you're having like a good hair day, you know, where you're like,
I'm
having a good hoo-ha day, you know? Or in the young man's case... When you're just having a day, I guess, when you're, cause my God, I'm sorry. If that's who it's rumored to be, you gotta put a better shot on Instagram to let people know, hey, I'm working with a monster over here.
Social
right?
media is supposed to idealize, right? Not expose.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, did you not like her? like, were you not attracted to the person that took the picture?
Just say you just get out of the cold tub.
What?
You just got out of the cold tub.
I mean, that guy just got out of Antarctica. Like, that thing was...
Antarctica.
All right, I'm done.
Right. Okay.
Go ahead. Do you think?
This segment brought to you by Indeed.
Are you hiring?
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at indeed.com/hire. We have In Other News coming up. I have a troubling trend in sports, and I've got a woman on an airplane who had four glasses of wine and had herself a time.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Force the plane to land.
All right. I've got Bostoning again.
Again.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay. All right.
All right. And also an interesting point brought up by Dan Wolkin about what's happening with the Olympics and what's suitable and not suitable and how to be a patriot and all that other stuff. So we'll do that. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show, and we're not just getting out of the cold tub. This is how it is all the time on 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Zach Levine, 6'1 white guy, not very athletic over here. So, like, can you try to explain the feeling for those of us who've only dunked on a Nerf hoop, what it feels like to do that to somebody?
It feels great. It's a lot of adrenaline. It's a rush. And, you know, you do it out of reaction most of the time, too, so you really don't have time to think about it.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports.
Most money possible.
And when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, you absolutely need an expert. Many agents dial back their marketing in the winter, but smart agents know that people buy homes all year round. Amy Kite is a smart agent, and she markets your home better. She spends thousands of dollars every single month, even the winter months, to sell your home. Call the agent I would trust to sell my home, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Listen to what happened to the Patels when they called Amy Kite to sell their home. Amy listed it knowing exactly how to market it to the right kind of buyers. Her marketing know-how brought in 7 showings in just 5 days, and it sold for $315,000 in just 8 days. That's ridiculous. For anybody who's put their home on the market, you know it takes a little bit longer to sell it than that. Well, it takes a lot longer to get a showing these days. And with Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity, you sit down, you set a price and a deadline, and if your home isn't sold by that deadline, Amy can buy your home, or if you prefer to rent out your place, Amy has a property management company that can help you do that as well. That's the Amy Kite Guarantee. And she works in over 8 counties in Chicagoland and has you covered all over the place. Call the realtor who I trust, the realtor who I know. That's Amy Kite. Her phone number is 847-877-9881. That's 847-877-9881. Or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Once again, that's amywillsellyourhome.com, and start packing today.
Introducing the next revolution from Sam Adams, Sam 76. It took over 60 trials and 13,000 hours to perfect this refreshing union of lager and ale. Sam 76. Fill your glass. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Savor the flavor responsibly.
Returning for a limited run of North American dates. Music pioneers, Depeche Mode. Your last chance to see them on the Global Spirit Tour. Friday, June 1st, United Center. Pre-sale for City Card members available now through Thursday at 10 p.m. Before the general public on Friday, February 16th at 11 a.m. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com.
Chicago winters are brutal. Everything takes a beating, including your home's pipes. When Jack Frost picks you as a victim, rely on Aloha Restoration to get you bone dry in no time. Unlike other restoration services, they restore your home back to pre-disaster condition. Aloha Restoration is full service and with you from start to finish. Aloha Restoration is your certified local Lake County source for restoration, remodeling, and recovery. Online at AlohaRestores.com. Aloha Restoration in conjunction with Aloha Construction, winners of the 2017 Better Business Bureau Torch Award. Did you hear Napleton's Valley Hyundai offers a guaranteed price certificate with no hassle and no haggle in just 20 seconds on new Sonatas, Elantras, and Santa Fes? It's easy. Go to NapletonsValleyHyundai.com, click on the instant price button, and in 20 seconds, they'll send you a price certificate. The price you receive is the price you'll pay, and it comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
Napleton, second to none since 1931.
See dealer for details.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever. An engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Dear overpriced grilled cheese, you've changed. Things were different in college, but now it's you I need to take a loan out for. And you're so clingy. I'm an adult now, and I need more than just, well, cheese. I need special sauce. This relationship is like you. Toast.
Let others know you've rediscovered your love for the always classic Big Mac. And for a limited time, try the Mac Jr. and the Grand Big Mac, all with that irresistible special sauce. At participating McDonald's.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I took a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
This is good to the last drop.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
People lined up to get their hands on the new Air Jordans.
People got their babies out here. It's cold. What if your
Target ammonia for a pair of shoes.
Fire was coming everywhere. Arcing, sparking, blowing up.
Also, in other news,
eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night.
Who else in the leprechaun say yay?
Two 7-year-olds alone on the road.
I wanted to do hood stuff for my friend.
Anything to say about all this?
Roll Tide. Roll Tide, a fan loyalty reference to the Alabama football team.
Back here live with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right.
And this is from NBC4 New York, and there were some court documents that have been just made public that details something that happened last summer on a New York City-bound JetBlue flight that had to be diverted to Washington, D.C., when an apparently drunk woman flirtatiously touched a fellow passenger's head, cursed at others on the plane, threw snacks, busted out of handcuffs, and cried that nobody loves her. Mm. Robin Dorothy Ducor, who according to other published reports is from New York, was arrested after the midair rampage on the flight from the Dominican Republic to John F. Kennedy International Airport on July 29th that forced more than 100 fellow passengers to get off in Washington, according to an affidavit unsealed. According to the affidavit, Ducor ordered two glasses of white wine from a flight attendant during drink service. She drank both glasses, then ordered another two not long after, downing all four glasses in about 90 minutes. When the attendant cut her off, Ducor began to curse and talk loudly. The attendant then noticed she was touching the male passenger next to her, who appeared to be uncomfortable. Afterward, according to the document, the attendant moved the fellow passenger, a move that angered Ducor. Then a doctor offered to sit next to the woman and made it about 5 minutes before telling the attendant, "I'm not sitting next to that psychotic." The doctor told investigators that during the course of that 5 minutes, Ducor hugged her and cried about a family member, but she said Ducor's hugs were so tight she was worried about being hurt and decided to go back to her seat. That's when the doctor, who later said the woman was acting like a caged animal, said Ducor yelled, "You leave me like everyone leaves," cursed and kicked the chair in front of her. Flight attendants tried to give Ducor extra snacks and a bottle of water to help her sober up, but the allegedly inconsolable passenger instead flung the water bottle and food across the plane. After that, attendants decided to restrain the woman with plastic handcuffs. She cursed and said, "I hate my life," said nobody loves her, and asked everyone to go away. Then she busted out of the cuffs after 5 minutes, called the flight attendant an effing a-hole, and kicked him in the leg. After that, another flight attendant was able to get her to calm down and re-restrain her.
Where's the U.S. Marshal that's supposed to be on every flight? This woman should have been tased.
They decided that for the safety of the passengers, the flight had to be diverted to Washington Dulles, and then the woman passed out for the final 20 minutes of the flight, but they landed in Washington anyway.
Gator.
She's charged...
2 5s make it 10. Not hot enough.
She was charged with interfering with a flight crew. She faces up to 20 years behind bars if convicted of the federal offense.
That's serious.
She's set to appear in court in Virginia on Friday. An attorney for the woman said she was drunk before she got on board.
And then got four glasses of wine in her? Yeah, that's someone who's had awful days, but they just chose to have an awful day in the sky where you cannot
not
have
allowed.
An awful day.
Not allowed.
Damn.
Yep.
All right, this from Awful Announcing. All right, so we've dealt with Boston radio host calling kids annoying little pissants.
Oh, are we gonna play
We've
this?
Dealt with the Boston Police Department in Black History Month celebrating Red Auerbach for helping out black people. And now we have to deal with this. Boston go to Boston. Apparently, this from awfulannouncing.com. Boston's WEEI suspended on-air host Christian Fourier for using a stereotypical Asian accent to imitate Tom Brady's agent, Don Yee.
I mean, I don't know. Do I have the whole thing in front of me? I'm going to be Don Yee. And for me, I don't know why Don Yee sounds like an Asian.
Okay, you start.
He does. He's like Don Yee.
Okay.
Which one is Don Yee? Hello. Hello, Ron.
This is Don Yee. He's got a high pierced voice.
He's
high.
Yee.
Well, actually,
is that him?
I think it was in fourth grade.
That's him.
Oh, that's boring.
One day said, "We're going to write an essay today." And the essay is going to be about what you want to do.
Stop it with the music! That's the former NFL tight end, Christian Fourier, right?
WEEI's midday show of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier has been losing sponsors.
Ooh.
Yeah, the Boston Credit Union has removed their advertising. The Boston Herald has as well. The on-air sketch involving the caricatured Asian accent was in response to Boston Herald columnist Ron Borges being duped by a fan posing as Don Yee and sending him text messages saying that Tom Brady would not be participating in training camp because of his salary demands. At what point do you, and I know, you know, you could go former athlete, he wasn't raised in the norms of a workplace and all that, but at what point do you just say, nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that accent and then carry on with it. So he was suspended for 5 days and Boston continues to Boston.
I was not surprised to see this. I was just surprised to see how extreme it is. And you know what? It's probably best if I save this for after the top of the hour because we're out of time and I don't want to do this for just 30 seconds.
Yeah, all right. We can do it at the top of the hour. I got a story I want to get into at the top of the hour as well.
This is a sports story that has to do with college football, and they just released this year's attendance numbers, and they're jarring. We're talking a lot about the NFL and about ratings and about who is going to games where. I don't know if we have people who generally listen to this show who go to a lot of college football games or have season tickets, but man, there is something going on that needs to be addressed. And we talked about it a while back when we started to see some of this stuff building, but it is accelerating. That is in other news.
Top of the hour, we'll get into that story and much more. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We'll do It's On at the bottom of the hour. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You listen to 670 The Score.
It's not even news, really. It's just complete nonsense.
Bulls fans, your Chicago Bulls can now be heard exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Rainbow three, go! What a shot!
Hear every exciting play of Bulls basketball. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, the new official radio home.
Squeeze. Yes.
Here's a tip. Go-Go Squeeze makes healthy snacks that let kids and their families enjoy life's adventures. There's no artificial anything, just orchard fresh apples and other wholesome fruit in a squeezable pouch that's ready to go anywhere.
Yummy. Thanks, Mom.
Go-Go Squeeze has over 25 great flavor varieties they'll love, and each gives kids the fuel they need to explore, play, and just be kids. Go-Go Squeeze fruit on the go pouches. Discover what we're made of. Click the banner and buy some today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Vinny Goodwill joins us.
Which is why I say, Danny, there's no way the Bulls win 8 straight championships or whatever that nonsense is that people comes out and says.
That's ridiculous.
If Michael Jordan hadn't retired in 1993, they would have won 8 straight. People are out of their minds.
Who was beating them?
Time beats them. That's a totally different team from 1993 to 1996. That team barely got out of the East in 1993. They barely got out of the East in 1998. And everybody just seems to magically think that Michael Jordan was not human. That was a perfect
Did I miss all these game sevens that Michael Jordan never played? What are you talking about? Barely gets out.
Yeah, and he won.
Oh, that's what
he won. Yes, he won. But that's why I said barely got out.
Oh.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This may vary by store.
Nothing cures the wintertime blues quite like the dream of hitting the Mega Millions jackpot. And now that jackpot is more than $200 million. Get over to IllinoisLottery.com to see how big your dreams can get. Mega Millions tickets can be purchased at a retailer, online, or through the Illinois Lottery app. The jackpot keeps growing, so play today. And remember, luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts.
Limitations apply.
The Score's Lawrence Holmes on the Bulls.
It's been so nice going to Bulls games this year because for the first time in a long time, there's a lot of hope that goes along with these games. It's fun to be back in the United Center watching what the Bulls can do. This is the place where you can hear all of that excitement go on. You get to hear the growth right here on 670 The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's radio home of the Bulls. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Vinny Goodwill joins us.
I think that team implodes from the inside.
Implodes from the inside?
Yeah, I do. You're adding.
Well, we can't.
You're adding Tony Kukoc, who Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen did not like, based off of Jerry Krause and the Olympics and everything else. That would not have created a great situation. And Scottie Pippen yearned to be the man, which was a costume he was not fit for.
At first, I was like, why would Bulls fans be mad at what you're saying right now? I was like, oh, that's what it is. He's going to re-legislate the 1994 NBA season.
Yes.
Okay. Well, fair enough. I didn't know that's why we were bringing. Yeah,
I'm. I
asked the question.
Danny Parkins, direct your hate to Danny Parkins.
I guess, man.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's.